Haitian suicide gets establishment empathy, American's death is ignored. By Neil Monroe on September 1, 2026. The Washington Post is spotlighting a young Haitian migrant who tragically killed himself in Ohio amid the deportations mandated by the 2024 presidential election and managed by President Donald Trump's agencies. A promising young man, a high school honors graduate. His blood is on their hands, claimed pro-migration advocate Aaron Reichlin at the American Immigration Council. The suicide was described by one of the Washington Post's many journalists who claimed to cover migration issues. Pierre Damas Bell, 20, parked on the shoulder of Interstate 70 in Springfield, Ohio. Sometime before 8:45 a.m., got out of his vehicle and walked into westbound traffic. The Ohio State Highway Patrol told local media outlets. He was hit by a tractor trailer and pronounced dead at the scene. But the paper's reporters have not found time to cover the tragic highway death of Trooper Thomas Pahira, who was killed on July 1 by a Haitian migrant trucker. The New York Post reported Pahira's July death. Trooper Michael E. Pahira Jr., 44, was inspecting a semi-truck on Interstate 81 in Schuylkill County at about 7 a.m. Wednesday when another truck went off the roadway and hit the first vehicle, creating a domino effect and striking the officer, state police said. Pahira's patrol car was parked behind the cab with its emergency lights on as he inspected the vehicle parked on the right shoulder in Cass Township when the deadly chain reaction occurred, according to officials. The second truck, allegedly driven by 33-year-old Michael Bond, veered off the road, striking Pahira's side mirror before crashing into the other truck. Bond crossed the border in 2024 amid the Haitian chaos that was worsened by Biden's eagerness for Haitian migrants. He got a trucker's license from the Democrat-run Amnesty State of Massachusetts. On August 26, NUP.com reported. After six witnesses, Magisterial District Judge Edward Tarantelli found enough evidence to have a jury decide if Bond is guilty of homicide for causing the fiery July 1 wreck. According to a criminal complaint, Bond caused Trooper Michael Pahira's death when Bond collided recklessly or with gross negligence with a garbage truck Pahira stopped near Frackville just after 7 a.m. that morning. Bond's attorney, John Waldron, meanwhile, said he believes that the crash was an accident potentially caused by Bond suffering a sudden seizure. Waldron said he has a letter from Bond's physician in Haiti that shows his client has a history of seizures. Hundreds of Americans have reportedly been killed by the migrant truckers, including those welcomed by President Joe Biden and other immigration advocates. Many more Americans have been killed by migrant criminals and drunks during the last 30 years. Thousands of migrants and illegal workers have also been killed by the federal welcome for cheap labor despite claims that the killing rate has remained stable throughout mass migration. The roadway killing of Pahira echoed the suicide of Bond, which was described by the Washington Post. Pierre Damas Bell, 20, parked on the shoulder of Interstate 70 in Springfield, Ohio. Sometime before 8:45 a.m., got out of his vehicle and walked into westbound traffic. The Ohio State Highway Patrol told local media outlets. He was hit by a tractor trailer and pronounced dead at the scene. Like an estimated 350,000 Haitian immigrants, Bell had recently lost temporary protected status, which is given to people fleeing nations experiencing disaster. Haitian leaders in Springfield and beyond said Bell's death is symptomatic of the extreme stress many immigrants are under as they fear being detained and sent back. These policies are what caused his untimely death, said Gerline Joseph of the Haitian Bridge Alliance, a nonprofit that provides legal and humanitarian aid to migrants. The Haitian Bridge Alliance is heavily funded by many progressives who run business-funded charities. Bell had expected to stay in the United States due to Democrat claims that it would be unjust to enforce the nation's laws requiring the return of illegal migrants to their home countries, which is the president's 2024 Democratic mandate. Bell's death has been extensively covered by migration-friendly media. The pro-migrant GOP governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, also weighed in. "It was a horrible, horrible tragedy," he said, adding that Bell had great dreams about what he could do in this country and what he could contribute to this country. DeWine's press office has no record of any statement on Pahira's death.